Live and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time.
Woohoo! It's party time! It's hump day. And it's gorgeous outside. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Blue sky. It's the Monica J Show. Hopefully putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart and just getting rid of all this BS for a couple of hours for you. Yeah. So much for getting rid of the BS. We're surrounded by it. Everywhere we look. In the city, in the county, in the state. In the whole country. But that's okay. We'll try and make sense of it. If anything, at least points you in the right direction. I mean, here's some good news. This should brighten your day. We have a superintendent. Wait, what? Yeah. We have a Washoe County School Superintendent. It seems as though we have ended the search. And I told you. Just using this as an excuse, I guess. Whatever. But the School Board of Trustees has ended the search for a new superintendent. And they have decided to and voted to make Dr. Kristen McNeil the permanent superintendent. Who didn't see that come? I figured she was going to get it, just even with all the, she got into the short list. Just keep asking yourself, well, if she's so right for the job, how come she was a deputy superintendent under Tracy Davis and didn't help any change under Tracy Davis? Was she that intimidated that she couldn't stand up and say anything? Is she just a yes person? Well, you have to be supportive of your superior. Not if your superior is raising the graduation rates by lowering your child's intellect and expectations of success by just passing them. I'm going to have to change our poll question. Because I thought, well, we'll just leave our poll question as the same. You know, we didn't talk about it much yesterday. But let's go with this now. Are you happy with the choice of the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees just giving the superintendent job to Dr. Kristen McNeil? What do you think? Yes, no, other, put in your own comment in other. You know, is this, in my opinion here, I want yours, of course, at 884-9910. This is just going to be the same old, same old. Same old, same old. Do you approve of the WCSD Board of Trustees giving the superintendent job to McNeil. I get the reasoning. They're, of course, blaming it on CV-19. Why would you do that? What, because you can't do interviews in person? Do them online. Do them with Zoom. You can have everybody there. This is what gets me the most about this stupid panic in the way that we are reacting to the Chinese Wuhan virus. And that's what I'm going to call it. Chinese Wuhan virus. Because we're probably going to see more viruses come out of China. So we'll directly put it on Wuhan. Chinese Wuhan virus. This is unbelievable. I lost my house because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Yeah. I lost my job because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. I mean, the list can go on and on. I gained 30 pounds because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Well, that's what you do when you eat out of boredom. Because you can't go to the fundraisers that you usually go to. You can't go to, I don't know, all the special events. I love seeing all the notices of the special events being postponed until August or June, July. Because we have no idea how this is going to play out. But we see how the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees plays it out. Are you happy with that? I mean, if anything, you would think that the search would be easier for a great candidate for superintendent. School's out. The people who want the superintendent job probably just sitting home doing nothing. Might have even gotten a few more qualified candidates. Maybe from California or New York. I want to go to a state that has a low rate of Chinese Wuhan virus. There's a seller right there. If my walls weren't padded in my studio, and they are, that's where you get this great sound effect, I would literally be knocking my head against the wall. Just crazy. Let's go to the phone lines at 8810. What the hell is that? 884. I was trying to save time and just, you know, you fill in the blank. 8810. 884-9910. Check in with Roger this morning. Roger, what do you think about this decision, Roger?
No, I think the decision was fine. You know, I've been to 100 board meetings, and especially after Tracy was gone, even before that, Kristen would get up there and talk, and she was the only voice of sanity in the whole group. And, you know, she's born and bred into the job, and she's been doing it when Tracy was sloughing off. And I think the bottom line is the board just wanted to cover their own tracks about wasting the I don't know how many hundreds of thousands or billions or whatever they already spent on headhunters. They just wanted to cover their tracks, and so they used the CV-19 excuse to say, well, we're just going to cancel it and we're going to go with what we got. They realized from the very beginning that what they had was the best choice. And so now they're just trying to look around and find some other reason to push off their inability to hire from within. That's all. So,
their inability to get the job done.
Yeah. Sure. Either way.
All right. Well, we've got an election coming up, Roger. I hope you and everybody that you talk to, I hope you're looking at candidates and seeing what we can do because McNeil's just a figurehead.
We're trying to get as many conservative school board members in there as we can. And for once, we've got four conservative school board members running for the same district. Now, figure that one out. But, and I'm the Republican Men's Club, and we have candidate forums and dates and stuff whenever. Well, I don't know if we're even going to have meetings anymore, but whenever we have meetings getting close to an election time, we always get our candidates in there. And we've got some good ones. Sandra Linares, Jeff Church, and the rest of those folks. There's some great candidates out there running this time. So let's hope.
Yeah. Running for office. Hey, Roger, I got to take a quick break, but would you hang on the line? Because I'd like to talk to you about the mail-in election and get your point of view from being, you were chairman, weren't you, at one point of the Republican Party?
I sure was.
All right. Would you mind hanging on the line?
No, not at all.
All right. Hang on the line, and we'll be back right after this quick break. How do you feel about that June 9th mail-in primary ballot? Do you see fraud ahead? Stick around. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
I wonder how that's going to turn out. I have Toby Keith concert tickets for July. Keep wondering about that, I guess, until it's just day by day. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk right at your fingertips. 884-9910. Roger called in the last segment. We were talking about the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees' decision to quit, stop, just pretty much put to an end the search for a new Washoe County School District. Suspend. Thank you, Roger. Keep giving me more words. The candidates for
Washoe has been suspended, so that's why they might as well use that word for this too.
Yeah, exactly. And blame it on COVID-19. So,
sure.
Roger, I want to get your opinion
Before we get off that, we got to remember now, they were under a lot of pressure for having hired from within for the last two failures. Okay? They hired within the Clark County School District. Well, yeah, because Tracy was Martinez's cohort or ally or next of kin or whatever. And so they hired from within for her, and even Martinez came with inside references. They were afraid to do that again. So
I don't see that as hiring from within. For me, hiring from within would be from the Washoe County School District, not from the Clark County. Clark County is so different from Washoe County, and to be making that kind of money, to me, there was deals being made behind the scenes.
Well, unless you go to Pierre, South Dakota, you're not going to find any school district in this nation of any size that's any different. It's just a political job, and they're all doing CYA over every little decision they have to make, and they're all trying to get their own good old boys into their group so they don't have any dissent or have to actually justify themselves.
Yeah.
You know, all the years I've been involved with politics, I've seen the same crap go on over and over.
It's a nationwide problem, especially when it comes to our schools.
Exactly.
But okay, let's get on to the fact that the Secretary of State's office has put out this whole thing. They're working on getting the June 9th primary election all mail-in. Now, we do see some states that's all that, isn't it Oregon, I believe, that they always do mail-in ballots.
Yeah. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I think, matter of fact, it's probably more legitimate than any of the other processes. Because you can't get, since you don't have voter ID at the actual polling place, anybody can go in there, and as long as they know what my signature looks like, they can vote for Roger Edwards, and I'm out of the scene entirely. So, you know, this is nonsense. Yeah, do it mail-in, and then there can only be one.
But what about the situations of, you know, we find boxes of missing ballots, and that's happened from the Postal Service as well. Because, postal workers are people too.
Well, I know, and that happens every time. And what happens is, even under that situation, the Secretary of State, the Registrar of Voters, has to do manual checks on every ballot, every signature. So that's fine. That's just like putting in a transitional ballot. What do they call it? The ballot that sits around until after everything else goes on.
The provisional ballot.
That's fine. Yeah, provisional. And that's fine with me. Then it gets legitimate. It gets two sets of eyes looked at it at least. And there's only one per name. It can't be 20 different people coming in. Now, I suppose if they know your signature and my signature, it also goes by address. So, no, they can't. I think it's a more legitimate way to do it.
Yeah, but we've got same-day voter registration and voting now.
Yeah, those are provisional ballots. I was down at the county commission when the registrar made the whole spiel about that. And, yeah, they can do same-day registration, but those ballots do not get counted unless there's a close election. That's a throwaway ballot. That's wonderful. I don't have a problem with same-day.
All right. All right. That's a way to look at it, I guess. That's why
I assisted the manager on two separate election cycles. And I've been a poll watcher and a helper and almost all the same jobs except the one that actually puts your name in the book or crosses your name off in the book, you know.
Well, Roger, I have to tell you, you actually made me feel more comfortable about June 9th's mail-in ballot then.
Don't worry about it. Best way to go.
All right. Well, as we had mentioned earlier, look at the states who do all mail elections. Colorado, Hawaii, yeah. Oregon, Utah, and Washington. So maybe there is something to be said for this. All right, Roger, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
So to people going from polling place to polling place, you know that the handlers have given them a list of names and signatures and say, I want you to go in here and you are now Sally Brown. And you are now Roger Edwards, so you need to go in and fill out the form, and here's who you vote for. And yeah. I mean, they've been busted in Clark County over and over, and it's just like ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
It couldn't be anything any more crooked than ballot harvesting. At least with mail-in, it's just between the Secretary of State has to, and the registrar voter has to look at that ballot, each one of them. So, no, that's a way better way to go.
All right. Well, I'm feeling better about it. Roger, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Started off with Tracy Davis and it just went on into elections. So that's perfect. And as Roger was saying, for the men's club, I mean, as soon as all of these groups are able to meet again, being a part of Mount Rose Republican Women's, we will start having the candidate profiles and interviews, but you have to do your own research right now. I'm having as many candidates on the air as I can, but they get kind of lost in the shuffle of everything else that is going on right now. So please go to the Registrar Voters office, or not office, but their online portal. Find out what districts you live in for everything. Is your assembly person up for election or re-election? Is your school district board? Because it's not everybody for every single one. Remember, we stagger all these. Can't just vote everybody out at one time and get a whole new crop in. You have to kind of filter through. Well, except for the assembly, because they're every 2 years. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update, which I'm sure will be a coronavirus update as well, here on your live and local FM talk station. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's already been a fun-filled morning talking about the Washoe County School District choosing the superintendent. Yes, Kristen McNeil has now been named our new superintendent after Tracy Davis. And, wow, talking about the mail-in primary election. Might even have a mail-in November election. Who knows? Everything's changing. City of Reno, still think they're violating open meeting laws with the last few meetings that they've had, just not letting the public attend, not really having public comment. But we're in a new day and age, and virtual reality is becoming reality, literally, especially when it comes to our democracy. So if the city of Reno city council can have their council meetings by Zoom, setting that up, what about everything else? Telehealth? Even President Trump is putting more money into telehealth. Love to see that for our veterans so they get help more. But what about Congress? What about our court system? How far are we going to go? So let's check in with Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, and find out what's going on Capitol Hill. Is this a good move? Hello, Rachel. Thanks for joining the show again.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me. Well, Congress is looking at some options when it comes to perhaps doing some tele-type of legislation, if you will. There's Congressman Massey who made a name for herself last week when a quorum, which is more than 200 people, Congress representatives had to come back all of a sudden, jump on a plane to be able to pass a $2 trillion stimulus bill. Not exactly the most popular guy in Congress right now, but right, he's also at this point talking about this very thing that you were just mentioning, Monica, the idea of holding virtual hearings on the virus. And I was just talking to one of our Capitol Hill people who are up there all the time saying that we don't expect lawmakers to return physically to the Capitol until at least April 26th and probably beyond that. It's really going to depend on how the virus is acting. So Matthew is saying, well, let's do things like use Zoom or what have you. I just had my first Zoom meeting last week. It went really well. It's kind of cool. You just want to make sure you're at home, that you're properly dressed.
Okay, we won't talk about this morning. It's a good thing you're on the phone.
We've seen so many of these memes out there of weird things happening on Zoom, because now Zoom's been around for a while, but they're really hitting their stride here with what everything is going on. And the telemedicine, the FCC just created a COVID-19 telehealth type of initiative where $200 million is being spent so that healthcare workers can buy the kind of supplies that they need to be able to start treating their patients remotely. And it's safer for everybody. It's safer for the patient right now. If you do something like, you know, slice open your knee, you don't want to go into a medical facility right now to get stitches, although you probably would still need to. So telemedicine can't help on that bad example.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have any kind of symptoms of something else and you need to talk to a doctor, you don't want to go to the ER, you think you may have coronavirus, telemedicine would really be the way to go so that you don't flood the hospitals and you're not putting yourself at greater danger. So that money's been set aside, can be doled out to hospitals and to your GPs, things like that, so they can begin to boost their ability to see patients remotely.
Well, personally, I think it's a great idea because we've always had, 1-800-NURSE. That's been going for a while. But it's easier to explain symptoms when you've got somebody that you're looking eye to eye, or you can show them a sore, or, say, this is what's bothering me, point to the correct spot. We're not doctors. We can't perfectly describe what's going on. But what about votes? I mean, is anybody concerned with the accuracy or the legality of voting through this type of system?
Yeah, there are concerns. Look, I mean, it would be tough, I think, to impersonate a member of Congress, but there could be some kind of two-step verification process that a lot of us have to use anyway. If you're working remotely, often you'll have to get a code to access your bank account. So we already know that two-step process that a lot of us use. That could be an option. Trouble is, a lot of members of Congress, you got to remember, when Mark Zuckerberg went to the Hill a couple of years ago, had to explain to them how Facebook works and how it makes money. So maybe some of these lawmakers have come a long way, but some of them still may be using flip phones and fax machines, and that's just not going to cut it.
And Morse code.
Several of them don't really text. They may do that just for privacy issues. But also they just don't text. So some of them, especially the ones that have been around for a while, are going to need to get up to speed on this. So there's security issues, there's capability issues, but the money's not really the problem. My understanding is Congress has the money to be able to do this, to be able to get these folks up and running, have the programs they need to be able to vote. But at this point, our understanding is that leaders in both the House and Senate, they're not ready to do that. I think they're going to wait a little while, see how the virus behaves, and see how quickly they can get back to D.C. safely to pass what could be another fourth wave of stimulus.
Okay. Well, that's curious as why they would choose to be face-to-face, hit the elbows, make the deals. That's what I'm thinking is making the deals. But like you've said before, I'm the political, you're the news person. So I can come up with my own theories. But Rachel Sutherland, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope to hear back from you again soon. Always great reporting for Fox News Radio. And you be safe today.
You too, Monica.
This is the thing. We are in a different time. We are in a different age, and we are literally all being forced to say, okay, you can't say anymore, I'm computer illiterate, or I'm texting illiterate. I yell at my mother still for this on a daily basis. I tell her I'm going to text her something, and she goes, oh, well, I'll message you through Facebook. She feels comfortable with that. And I'm like, Mom, texting is directly to me. I don't have to go into Messenger. I don't have to go into, my Facebook account. You can just send it directly to me. But still, it's just the thought of learning something new. And we have to get past that. Technology is easy, but there's also something else about technology that's easy. And that is the ability to hack it, to crack it, to get in and manipulate it. We've seen it before, and we're going to see it in different ways in the future. Because just as well as I do, there are people who literally just sit around and figure out how to get around the rules, how to get around laws, how to get around technology. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Wants to make a comment on Washoe County School District and the Clark County School District. Hey, Neil.
Hi, I wanted to say about the Clark Counties, and not just the Clark County in general, the teachers. Clark County is actually, I went to school in Clark County, and it really I heard when people who come up here is so different than down there because it's so like they did hire whoever they want. In my school, I went to a special school and it's called Variety, and they literally, half of them don't even have degrees in education or even have a background in education, and it's kind of stupid, I think.
Well, gosh, Neil, why would we need that when our director of medicine here in Nevada doesn't even have a medical license for the United States? I mean,
I know.
We don't really look into all that background stuff and credentials. But one of the things, Neil, is when they come up from the Clark County School District, which is a bigger school district, which you should be doing more, which they need more help, obviously, should just be broken up into smaller districts. But when they come up here, they're making more money for a smaller district, and they're still bringing that mentality of Southern Nevada and dragging Northern Nevada education down.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, we have to pay more attention to what's going on here in Northern Nevada and make sure we have the appropriate people on the Washoe County School Board of Trustees and not just friends of friends. So, Neil, thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad you made it out of the Clark County School District and you're up here. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Since I messed up the line earlier, I'm taking a pause to check it. Linda's on the line, wants to talk about voting by mail. Hi, Linda.
Hello. I lived in Seattle for many years, and it's all vote by mail, and it works. You sign your name on the outside envelope. 1 year, my daughters came back. Is this your real signature? They're really good about checking that, and it worked fine. They never found any. I just think that's how people should vote. They send you a ballot. There was boxes there that you could, in a lot of places, there'd be a box you could drop your ballot in, or you could mail it in, and it worked great. That's how I think everybody should vote.
All right. Well, Linda, thanks for giving us the heads up and your experiences with it. And I think people will become more comfortable with it. You just always have questions when it comes to voting, whether it be by mail or even people question the electronic devices that can be hacked, that people say, no, they can't be hacked. You know, you've got your paper ballot, right? You know, you've got your little receipt right here. And it's like, no, the vote doesn't always correlate with what's on that receipt. But we're not computer geniuses. So maybe this is the way to go. 884-9910, what are you thinking about today? It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show. You can also send me a quick email at monica@991fmtalk.com. I've been dealing with a couple whose wife is unemployment and has been trying to get help through the unemployment office. And I think we're going to have to take one more step forward because I want you to find the answers that you need. So I am going to collect all of this family's email correspondence that we've had together. And I got Rosa Mendez's email address from the Department of Employment Rehabilitation and Training. And I think we're going to start having some little email conferences with Rosa and say, hey, what you said on the air the other day, which, by the way, you can find in the podcast, is not what's going on in real life. Because that's what we're going to do now. And from here forward, hold people accountable. Imagine that. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show at 884 9910. I was going to mess up the number there again for some reason. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Terry this morning about voting. Hi, Terry. Thanks for hanging on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. What do you think about the voting system and doing it by mail this primary election for June 9th?
Well, I listened to all the states you posted as states that do it by mail already. I'm a libertarian. I believe in very little government whatsoever. And those states are all full of Democrats. Very few Republicans ever get any office in those states. And I think it'd be more corrupt than what we got now.
Really?
Yes.
How do you think it would be more corrupt? What is your reasoning behind it?
Who's there to watch and make sure they register those votes properly?
Okay.
You know, behind the scenes and everything else like that. There's no sunshine there. It's all behind closed doors.
Well, we also have to look at those states. I mean, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, those are also very liberal states, though. So the Republicans might not just be winning because they're outnumbered by, well, actually, I'm going to hold my personal opinion there on the people that are there and voting this way. But can that fall into the pattern, though?
Yeah, don't want to fall into that pattern. I have the right to go down and vote. I don't want to do it by vote because I don't know if they're going to do it properly. Because, you know, it's all, then it becomes a big secret thing. And we know what happens when things turn into secrets.
Yeah.
You know? Look at the secret with the federal courts and their FISA courts and everything. That was all secret and everything else like that.
Yeah.
Look at the mess we got out of that.
And we still have it. And we're still going through it. Terry, what if there was a way, I mean, when you talk about stuff like this, this is where you come up with ideas. What if there was a way that once the votes were counted by mail-in ballot, if you could go into the Registrar of Voters, you know, website and see how your vote was registered?
If there was any way of doing that, that's probably, but this is all computerized. They can manipulate computers.
Yeah, but if they manipulated your vote and said you voted this way, but you went and checked it and said, no, that's not the way I voted, or, you know, that I think there would be more tracking. You would be able to track more if people were actually verifying that this is how I voted.
It might be able to pull, this is the way I voted. But how did they register that vote on the other piece of paper that they added everything up to that we wouldn't be able to see?
You know what? We're going to come up with something. We're going to keep these conversations open and come up with something. And thank you for being a libertarian and believing in as little government as possible. That's, I think more the Republican Party needs to go back to that because that's what they were founded on. You know, less government, but it just kind of got away from them. So, Terry, thank you so much for the call. Let's go on to Bert. Hello, Bert. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing
great.
Well.
I had called because the lady, Rosa, you had on yesterday for the unemployment benefits. Her information for me was very helpful. I had a pre-existing account from years ago, and I couldn't sign on because, of course, couldn't remember my username or my password. And I was on the phone for days trying to get through to them. And then I heard you have her on yesterday, and when she was talking about the tutorials for those issues, I did them, boom, got on, got my file done, everything's peachy. So even though I have a hard time believing that they have hired more people or got more people answering the phones because I couldn't get through for days, the tutorial part of her message yesterday was dead on. And anybody that's having those issues need to watch the tutorials. They're very simple. Very easy to follow.
That's fantastic.
And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for having her on.
I'm so glad that I had you on, Bert. I mean, that's great verification that the process that she was talking about is working. And sometimes we just need that. I love YouTube videos. People are learning so many different things from YouTube videos, from woodworking to cooking to even how to file your unemployment claims. They are really, really helpful. We're going to be back in the next hour. We're going to take a quick break here for Fox News Update and a Fox Business News Update, because this is a questionable time. And your money, well, it's kind of in flux right now. So we're going to get you the best information that we possibly can. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about, got some interesting things in the next hour that might be an eye-opener for you.